Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks. Great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well, Mike. Not as good as the Wild. They're 8-4 since the coaching change, and they're going so well. The coach decides to give them Monday and Tuesday off, and as a former player, I'm sure there's no better way to get in the good books of your players and give them 2 days off in a busy season.
Yeah, that's pretty much a rarity, even if you have the time to give them. But, you know, I think at this time of the year, it's not like you're going to go out there and work on systems. I mean, yeah, you could work the power play and work on other details, but I think he took a look at it and weighed it and said, you know, right now rest is probably better than working on a couple things. They did practice yesterday and they had their morning skate today, so so they did get a couple of practice days in technically. So yeah, it was good because they just finished that Sunday game against St. Louis was 8-13 for them. Eight games in 13 days, 3-4 nights and a back to back. So they'd played plenty of hockey, so a couple of days off certainly could help them.
Mike, when a team changes things up like the Wild did, I mean, you're not guaranteed to set things straight, but Don Ciorchetti has done a good job, obviously. Is he that much difference in style, or is it just that you're seeing the substance of this hockey club now?
Yeah, I think they're back to where they need to be, at least close. And you know, you're going to always get that. You're always going to get that ratings bump right off the hop. That emotion, the shock value, whatever you want to call it. And the Wild got that. But then after a while, you have to have the team really continue to play well. It can't just be on emotion. And so I think, you know, he didn't come in and make any grandiose systematic changes or anything. He came in. He tried to get certain guys going that hadn't been, and he's been successful at that. There's players right now that are doing a much better job that weren't before, and that's like, you know, when you do that, that's like acquiring a player. And Jason Pominville, even though he won't be in the lineup tonight because of an injury, he has 12 points in the last 12 games under Ciorchetti. So, you know, he hadn't been really putting points up. He had 21 in his previous 55. So he's a guy who got going. Halla, who had been playing better actually right before Mike Yeo was let go, but he's really picked up the pace. There's a lot of players that have stepped up and played well. And when you have everybody playing 25-30% better, and some guys even more than that, you're going to get results. It just shows the depth of your lineup.
I was looking at the Wild scoring, and since Torchetti's come in, their offense has really taken over, and they've started to score goals. I don't know if Mike Yeo was suddenly, limiting them, or maybe they just didn't have confidence, but what has been the difference? Was it just having the new coach guys exhaled a bit, Mike? What have you seen the difference as far as their sudden newfound offense?
Well, I think, when Ciorchetti came in, he preached a few things, and one of them was accountability, and keep in mind, a lot of the messages are probably very similar. But, you know, when a person, a different person is delivering the message, they may say it differently, or they may say it, with a different flair or whatnot, and then it may be received better. But for the most part, what happened is that you had players start to step up that hadn't previously, and he used the word accountability a lot. He also used the words clean slate, because he just basically said to the players, listen, I don't care what you've done to this point in the season. At this point, what I need you to do is play the way that you're supposed to, and you can have all the freedom you want offensively, but you better be accountable back the other way. So I don't know if there was any, brand new message necessarily. It's just a different delivery, and it's, and Torchetti's given them maybe the ability to feel like they have things in their own hands. So, once a coach gets let go, the players realize very quickly that it's pointing at them now. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Mike, you mentioned Jason Pominville, very durable guy. But won't play tonight. What changes is that going to force in Minnesota's lineup?
Well, that's the interesting thing, too, because Pominville played 231 games consecutively. and that's tied for second in franchise history with Cal Brodziak. And he needed to play tonight to hold second all alone. Antti Laaksonen holds the record for the Wild. I think it's up there. It's a 283 or something like that. But Palmerville's played great. But having him out of the lineup means that Justin Fontaine comes in. The funny thing about what Torchetti has done over the last, 12 games, is that whenever a player has gone out, he frequently just puts the player right into the spot that the one left. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when Parisi missed a couple games, they had Porter slide up into his spot. And when a player has gone out, he usually just slides the player that's coming in into his spot. Now, a lot of coaches, they'll revamp their lines and they'll move things around, because the player coming in may not be, equal to the player that went out. But Torchetti, his thought process is, hey, there's a good continuity between a lot of the lines that are working right now, so I'm not going to go and mix that all up just because one player went out. And it's actually worked fairly well. Now, he has made, he's had to make a couple of adjustments here and there, and he will do that. But, he hasn't blown everything up just because one player, even a player that's significant, has gone out of the lineup. So I think that continuity has certainly helped the Wild as well. So Fontaine will come in for Palmerville for at least until we see what's going to happen with Palmerville. We don't expect it to be too long.
And the defense pairings, it's interesting. Tonight, Taylor Hall and Connor McDavid will be paired together, and then they'll have Draisaitl and Eberle on the other line with Maroon. I'm guessing the Hall-McDavid combination is going to see a heavy dose of Ryan Suter.
Yeah, Suter, Spurgeon. I probably see a lot of them. And, Suter is still second in the league in minutes played, so he still gets a lot of ice time, plays plenty of tough situations. And in all likelihood, you'll see him in that role. You'll likely see a lot of the Haula line as well, because they played up against them when they're in Edmonton there and did a good job against them. So it's you're likely going to see some of the similarities that you'd expect, but the Torchetti has shown that he's not going to change on a dime, but he's willing to change things if necessary. But at least for the time being, I think that's how they're going to start.
Mike, I don't know how Torchetti changes things up based on the team in the other room. A lot of teams like to say, we play our game, we do what we do. But when you look at that Oiler defense, no disrespect intended, they now come in without Darnell Nurse, who's been suspended. There's some question marks back there. Does that affect the game planning at all in your mind?
You know what, I think for the Wild, it really doesn't. They're going to try and, because the Wild are trying to do the same thing every time, and that is get the puck in the offensive zone and keep it there. And if you have a depleted defense, then that's just going to help the Wild in that light. But Todd McCullum this morning was talking about the fact that he has a depleted defense, and he says, well, you know what, that's not going to so much be on our defensemen as it is going to be on our forwards. Our forwards are going to have an elevated role in our own zone. So the Wild would probably have to be conscious that they're going to have to contend with maybe, a lot more effort or pressure or whatever from the Edmonton forwards in the Edmonton zone. But for the Wild, I think they just try and do what they do. And that is keep the puck in the offensive zone and try as much as possible to play a five-on-five game, because even strength, I think that's where the Wild's strength really is.
Mike, we appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game tonight. And the update, anything on Devan Dubnyk? Is this just a one-game illness that he's out, or do they know potentially how long he might be out?
Yeah, I didn't get the impression that it's going to be something that's going to be a long time. Don't know exactly what the ailment is, but I can't imagine that he's going to be out for an extended period of time here. So Darcy Kuemper's played very well in when he's come in. So, fully expecting Darcy Kuemper to have a strong game.
Mike, thanks as always.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.